And we return. It is today's Topical Currents. Joseph Cooper, along with Bonnie Berman. Bonnie, I'm about ready to go out and start a business after that.
I know. It's very inspiring, but I'm too busy eating.
Yeah, I can see that. Well, Linda Gassenheimer joins us now. She's back from covering the 47th annual Pillsbury Bake Off. Now, this wasn't your 47th to cover, is it?
I'm not going to answer that, Cooper.
Well, we'll also have this year's $1 million winner with us. I'm sure she's still breathless, for the winner was only just announced today.
No, yesterday.
Well, how many bake-offs have you gone to, Linda?
Many. Many, yes.
And you've been judged also.
And once I was a judge. Yes, I'm going to talk about that later on, what it's like to be a judge.
Mm.
It's amazing, amazing. But you know, can you imagine what kind of recipe could be worth $1 million? Well, our guest certainly can. She's the grand prize winner, and it was announced on the Chew yesterday at 1 p.m. And her name is Beth Royals, and her winning recipe is peanutty pie crust clusters. And I've brought some here for you guys to taste.
I know, mm-hmm. It's really good.
So how do you create an award-winning recipe? What's it like to be cooking in front of all those people, especially on television and all? Well, she's going to tell us. Welcome, Beth Royals. Are you with us?
How are you? Yes, how are you?
Great. I'm not going to ask how you are. Do you still have a smile on your face?
I do. I do. We flew in late last night, and it still hasn't sunk in yet. So.
Oh, well. Well, let's invite our listeners to join us. Do you have any questions about a cooking contest? How do you become a winner? How do you develop a recipe? Well, give us a call. That's 800-743-743. WLRN 800-743-9576. And Bonnie, we have email today.
radio@wlrn.org.
Great. And we're on Twitter as well. Yes?
It's just hard to pull it up sometimes, but they can try it. I'll try to get it up.
Okay, great. Okay. Also with us, of course, is our favorite wine guy, Fred Tasker. He's joining us by Skype. And you can read Fred's wine suggestions for my Dinner in Minutes column that's in today's Miami Herald. And you can also read his wine column that is now in the Saturday food section of the Miami Herald. Fred, what are we drinking today?
Well, I'm going to talk about some $1 million wine matches for these $1 million recipes.
Well, that sounds good to me. Okay, Beth Royals, first of all, congratulations. Have you come down to earth at all?
Not really. It was such a shock, and I'm trying to let it all sink in right now.
Well, this year the contest was a little different from when I was judging it. The judges chose, there's 100 finalists, and they chose four from four different categories. That's amazing doable dinners, savory snacks and sides, simply sweet treats, and weekend breakfast wows. And then the public voted on this. And so they announced it yesterday on the Chew. What was it like waiting? I mean, they announced it at the end of the program, so like you were waiting the whole hour. What was it like there?
There was a little bit of tension, and we had been in New York for 3 days. And so it was really three straight days of wondering, you know, what the outcome was going to be, and we didn't know any of the scores going into it. So it was kind of a lot of adrenaline.
Well, I can imagine. So the first day on the Chew, they showed the contest, and then they showed you the second day they showed you cooking your recipes. And you had no inkling in advance as to who would be the winner?
No, the judges' score were added to the voting scores, and so we didn't and still don't know how either of those played out. So everything was just a total surprise.
Wow. Okay. Well, let's talk about your winning recipe. Why don't you describe it? Well, I made some last night when I found out what it was going to be. And Joe and Bonnie have already eaten. You've already eaten yours.
We have more, too.
Yeah, we have more. Tell us about the recipe, Beth.
Well, they're peanutty pie crust clusters. And it's really baked pie crust squares that have been enrobed in a white chocolate peanut butter mixture, and in there are some peanuts and toffee bits. So, you know, when I was trying to come up with the recipe,
oh,
I wanted there to be
coffee in there now. Yeah,
toffee. Yeah,
toffee.
Yeah,
it adds a little crunch, and then you have the creaminess of the you know, the melting white chocolate and the flakiness of the pie crust. So I really wanted to come up with something, you know, that was quick and easy, but it was something that hadn't been done with pie crust before. So it took a lot of brainstorming because it really was hard to think of, you know, something original for that.
Well, it has to be original, and they do check very carefully to make sure. But, Joe, you said this reminded you of
a payday candy bar a little bit.
Well, I don't know what a payday candy bar is.
It's one that's covered with nuts.
Yes?
I didn't know what it was either. I thought I was deprived because I'd never heard of it.
But Beth, you know of it, right?
Yes, I've heard of it. And it does have some of those qualities. So.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well. So let me tell you how I made it. Well, first, you have to buy the Pillsbury dough sheet, pie sheet. And you make it into little tiny squares and bake them. And so how did you get all those squares out of the baking pan?
Well, actually, you just set the, you know, just take it out of the refrigerator and unroll the Pillsbury pie crust. And just you cut it 16 across and 16 down. And it's actually, you know, pretty easy because you start, you know, four sections and then cut the four in half and those in half. So it really does go quickly. And once you have little squares, you just take a spatula and, you know, scoop them up and just sprinkle them onto a cookie sheet.
Now, if you hadn't said Pillsbury pie crust, would they take the award away if you just said pie crust?
She doesn't have to say it.
It is a specific type of pie crust, and to enter the contest, you do need to use the qualifying product. So, you know, I had the Crisco butter flavor that was in there and the Jif peanut butter, so that that's added to the white chocolate, and that kind of makes that mixture what it is. My 11-year-old son calls it a bowl of melted goodness.
I'll bet they do.
That's the word around our house.
Sorry, can you freeze it?
Actually, I had someone the other day said that they have them in the. They were kind of rationing them. People do say they're a little addictive, and they put them in the freezer, and then they go in and get one each day. So I know they freeze well.
One a day. Now, of course, I want to ask you what you're going to do with that $1 million.
Wow. We have two sons, 16 and 11. One is 2 years away from college, and we are not saved up for that. So I think the peace of mind to know that they'll both be able to go to college and. Really practical things. I don't have any exciting answers for you, but a lot of home repairs we've put off and things that, you know, once again, getting them done will bring us a lot of peace of mind.
I bet it will. That's wonderful. And but you got another prize as well, didn't you, as kitchen?
We did get, I get $10,000 in GE appliances, and I have more stories of a dishwasher and a washing machine that is in need of help right now, oh. And so the timing couldn't be better for us with being able to get some new appliances. So I'm really grateful.
Well, that's terrific. Let's tell people a little bit what it was like to be on the floor. I mean, here you are in a hotel. We were in Nashville, Tennessee, and they're playing the great country music the whole time.
Right.
You've got 100 of you cooking all at once. What was it like for you?
There's a lot of energy in the room, and, you know, there's a little bit of tension because people are, you know, are nervous thinking if I mess it up, you know, if it doesn't go in right, have I cost myself, you know, that prize money? So, you know, a little bit of nervousness, but, you know, for me, I really just try to pretend that I'm kind of in my home kitchen cooking for, you know, for friends and family, and just focus and just say to myself, hey, you've made this over and over, just do it like you do it at home, and kind of soak in the experience. So I, you know, made it once. And I was pretty happy with them. And so I said, you know, we have three tries. I said, I've got two more times, and I'm going to walk around, you know, the bake-off floor and just get to know more of the people and sample and just enjoy it. I was there in 2004 and 2006, and it went by so quickly that
this is your third time entering?
Yeah.
Being a finalist, actually.
Right, and there's a three-time-and-you're-out rule, so... it was my last shot at it. So
wow.
I'm even more grateful.
Okay. That's terrific. And just to let people know, when you go onto the floor, you can't take anything with you. So what about the ingredients and all? How do you get that?
Yeah, they have enough to make the recipe three times already at the station. So it's an overwhelming thought to think the person who oversees that, you have 300 full, you know, recipe ingredient sets, really. And it's just amazingly well organized. So you get there and everything is there. You know, you've approved ahead of time the pans that you need. You know, if there are any corrections, you know, ahead of time, you need to let them know, you know, what's missing. And so it is really well organized.
Amazing. You know, they've got, everyone has their own refrigerator. It's just really amazing.
Well,
we need to take a short break here. I'm Linda Gassenheimer, and my guest today is Beth Royals, $1 million Bake Off winner. We'll take a short break, and we'll be back with more. And we're back. I'm Linda Gassenheimer, and my guest today is Beth Royals. She's a new millionaire. I bet that sounds good to her. She just won the top prize at this year's 47th Pillsbury Bake Off. And the winner was announced live on the Two television show yesterday. And she's been telling us about her recipe. We've been eating it here because I made it last night. And she's been giving us tips on how she entered the show. So it's dinner in minutes time. We've had our dessert, so let's have dinner now. It's an Italian sausage minestrone, and maybe this is a good recipe for you for after the holiday indulgences. And it's a dinner that won't break your calorie bank. So sausage, fresh vegetables, pecans, and basil. It makes a 20-minute soup. And I know, Joe, what you're going to ask.
What kind of sausage?
Well, it's a turkey?
It's a one-pot meal. And you could use whatever sausage, but yes, I did use a turkey sausage. So I sauteed sliced sausages with a little green beans and some onions for a few minutes. And then I added some chicken broth, some diced whole fresh tomatoes diced, and just simmer it for 10 minutes. And after that, I added some spinach and some basil and just let the spinach wilt in the soup. And that's it. To go into the soup, I have a little soup pasta called acini pepe, but any kind of small soup pasta will work. Boil that up and put it in the soup. That complete recipe, it's at dinnerinminutes.com. And another chicken recipe, it's in today's Miami Herald, chicken piccata with spaghetti. And also the winning recipe and a photograph, this peanutty pie crust clusters is on my website as well, dinnerinminutes.com. And please follow me on Twitter. That's at L. Gassenheimer, or now Instagram, Linda Gassenheimer. Okay, Fred, what are we drinking?
You know, first I want to know, are all of these recipes online someplace so we can try them out?
All the recipes are at Pillsbury.com.
Oh, great. I want to try out some of those things. They sound great.
Okay.
Anyway, I've gotten into the spirit of these million-dollar baking awards so strongly that I'm going to make some million-dollar awards myself. Mine will be for wines that are million-dollar matches for the million-dollar candidate recipes. And here are the four finalists. First, to go with the Cuban-style sandwich pockets that were one of the finalists, you need a nice, fruity, light-bodied red wine, and I'd suggest probably a Pinot Noir or a Shiraz or something like
that. And that Cuban sandwich was really delicious. I have to say that I tasted most of the food when I was at the show, all 100 of them.
Yeah, you and I have tasted some of these contests like that, and you get a little bit full after a while, don't you?
For sure.
Anyway, for the sweet and creamy corn-filled sweet peppers, which is a recipe that I want to try, you want a sweet and creamy white wine, and that is a perfect description of a good fat California Chardonnay. Now, the choice for the peanut buttery pie crust million-dollar clusters is simple. I have always said that one of the world's finest flavor pairings is peanut butter spooned straight from the jar and a rich, red, powerful $100 a bottle port.
Wow. <That's absolutely
wonderful.
laughs> Okay, peanut butter and port sounds good.
Or you could use a $13 ruby port too, and it would still be pretty good.
Okay.
Anyway, for the chocolate donut poppers, I would go with a nice, sweet, sparkling red wine from Italy called Lambrusco. Good stuff. Now, with that taken care of, I would like to add a few practical wine tips for entertaining during the Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa season. And, of course, it's not just the actual day of the Hollywood. Friends might drop by at any time, so you have to be ready. So here's what I suggest. As soon as this program ends in a few minutes, go out and buy a few bottles of nice $15 or $20 wine. And you wrap them in gay paper, and you put a blank sticker on them and hide them in a closet. That way, if somebody drops by and hands you a gift, you can retrieve a bottle and hurriedly scribble their name on the tag and look as if you had it waiting for them all along. Second, if you want to throw a party, I always suggest handing your guests a glass of modest bubbly champagne or sparkling wine as they walk in the door. It's just a nice friendly gesture to let them know they're welcome. And of course, if you're buying a lot of wine for a big party, I don't think you need to feel the bottles need to cost more than that same $15 or $20. One, you could go broke buying more expensive stuff for a lot of people. And two, people are chatting and singing carols and such, and they're not paying much attention to the wines they're drinking anyway. Now, I haven't talked about wines for the actual holiday meals. We'll get into that in a later program.
Okay, sounds good. Beth Royals, so did you ever think of having a powerful port with your clusters, your Pinoty clusters?
I didn't, but I'll try it now that I've.
Well, now you can
suggestion.
Get the right. You can get the $100 one, right?
That's right.
Well, that's right. She can get $100 bottles for all of us.
Okay, so I want to know. You've entered the contest. This is your third time. When you send in recipes, do you send in more than one recipe?
I do usually try to send one in at least, you know, each of the categories.
Okay.
You know, just to kind of try, you know, for variety's sake, and I, you know, try to use, you know, most of the products, you know, that they have as sponsors, you know, ones that you need to use, just to kind of cover the bases there.
Right. And so, when you find out that you won, then they bring you to Nashville with your family.
Yes.
Or to wherever it's going to be.
Exactly. So they chose. They say they get, you know, tens of thousands. We're not sure how many. And they pick the 100, and then, you know, the top. And this was new with the voting phase of it. So usually the four would be chosen. You know, let's say in Nashville, and you'd go up on the stage, and they'd choose the $1 million winner. But this time there was a 3-week. Long, excruciating
wait.
Oh,
my God, yes. You had to wait all that time. Well, let me just tell you what goes on in the judging room. Actually, when I judged, it's pretty daunting to give away $1 million, and it's serious business. You know, they took my cell phone. They escorted me to the restroom. Every time we make a decision, there's a lawyer right there. I have to sign a paper to say that it was my decision. Nobody told me about it. And all the decisions, they had to be unanimous.
What do you mean nobody told you about it? You mean nobody influenced
Influenced me in any way.
Interesting.
That's right. Wow. And, we took a long time because after we picked the four. And there are many other prizes that are given away. GE gives a prize. And Jif, I mean, many of the other sponsors give their own prizes. So you have to select all of those. But the $1 million winner is selected from the four, as you mentioned. And then we all get around and have to be unanimous about that winner. And I have to tell you, we went till 7 o'clock at night, and once we got there, they brought us champagne, and boy did we need it.
I can imagine. It's a big decision that, you know, you're making, and people have different preferences, I would think, in food taste. So it to come together and agree on such a big decision is I bet that can go for a while.
Yeah. Well, this has been fun. I have so many more questions we wanted to ask, but we're out of time. It's been a very tasty week. Beth Royals, thank you so much for joining us. And once more, congratulations.
Thanks for having me.
And I just wanted to also mention that if you want to go to the Pillsbury Bake Off site, it's very interesting because it gives you trends as to what you see happening. And I've just been told we have a little more time, so I'm going to give it a little more time here. All right.
Okay.
So here are the trends that they found from the all the entries. Because when people enter, I mean, I'm sure, like, Beth, I read that you like cookbooks.
Yes. I love collecting cookbooks.
Cookbooks, or they watch the food shows, or they read magazines, cooking magazines. So this year's... they felt that ethnic street food is really going to become something, snackable foods as well.
You mean food trucks?
Ethnic foods like the Cuban sandwich.
Oh, okay.
So, and street foods that are easy to eat that you find. And then they said fruity citrus flavors made a sweet and tangy for everyday meals. They had lemon poppy seed pull-apart bread and that kind of thing, and glazed orange muffins. And then... eat your veggies. And that came out with people doing more and more vegetables with their recipes. And that was the creamy corn-filled sweet pepper category. Okay, so Fred Tasker, great advice as always.
Always a pleasure.
Bonnie and Joe, great to be with you.
Great to be with you.
Well, next week is going to be our annual Kitchen Gift Gadget Show.
Uh-huh.
And it'll be 1 hour from 1 to 2 p.m. So I'm Linda Gassenheimer.
Talking about trends.
Yes, you're going to get a lot of things here. Fun gifts. I'm Linda Gassenheimer. Join me then.